Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius, John Batchelor. Germanicus, Machiavellius is here by the Thames. And we turn to an ironic point. We talk about existential wars, existential contests. Vladimir Putin has said that Russia is fighting for its existence against invaders, similar to Napoleon once upon a time and the Hitlerites once upon a time. Ukraine says that it's fighting for its existence against a villainous Russia. China, the People's Republic of China, believes that it is surrounded by adversaries, that's accurate, and that it's fighting for its existence. At the same time, it's living out its destiny to recover Taiwan, which, by the way, says that it's in an existential contest with China. There are other examples. Now, the question is, in an existential contest, do you ever lose? And if you do lose, what happens? Germanicus, the irreconcilables, a short list, the Confederacy, the Weimar Republic, the Soviet Empire, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda. That's enough. All losers. And yet, the irreconcilables, what do we make of them? What do we make of our assumption that once they're defeated, they're going to be obedient? Where do we get that arrogance to believe that Weimar would be obedient, for example?
You are identifying the single greatest vulnerability that America faces. It is a vulnerability that it can't see, moreover, that it doesn't want to see, and finally, will do everything in its power to avoid seeing. And that is that you must be able to take the measure of your enemy. You must empathize with them, not sympathize, but empathize enough to be able to, as they say, walk a mile in their shoes. And if you don't do that, you will fall back on an assessment of the enemy that fits your preferences and desires. In other words, you will say, well, we know the enemy. We're a democracy, of course, and they're the opposite. They are on the dark side. They are the autocrats. They are evil, and evil must be destroyed. And in the neo-religious, or I should just say religious landscape, the theology of the American religion, not only will good always triumph over evil, but evil itself, once vanquished, will lead to the liberation of all those repressed by the evil. They will be grateful and want to embrace us and our vision, our democratic vision. And if you look at the Iraq War, for example, at all of the so-called strategic communication, which means propaganda, all of the commercials that were made for Iraqi consumption, they always highlighted this idea that the Iraqis were oppressed by Saddam Hussein and his dictator, and his party, and once the Ba'ath evil serpent was slain, Iraq would rise up in joy and gratitude to the United States and its coalition of the willing. Of course, that isn't true. It was never true. And the key here, and this is something that we had to teach at the Naval War College in the strategy department, was that the aim of war is to bring your adversary to his knees, to quote-unquote bend the enemy to your will. And that in itself is a fallacy of such exceptional depth that it fundamentally misses the nature of the human soul. We know that we would not submit, meaning we, let's take the Sons of Liberty, for example. Let's take the U.S., the burgeoning U.S. in the Revolutionary War. They wouldn't submit. Well, why did the Union then, at the end of the Civil War, think that raiding and rampaging across the South, tearing it down, reducing Richmond to something that looked like Tokyo or Berlin in 1945, why did they think that this would break the South and that they would cease to resist and do whatever we said? It didn't work that way. In fact, the opposite occurred. South embarked on a unconventional, asymmetric war that defeated the North. And within 12 years, the North had to withdraw its troops and essentially recognize Southern autonomy, near independence internally. So it really depends on you, the invader, the prosecutor of the war, to understand your enemy. We failed to do that with the Taliban over the course of the 30 years that we either supported them or fought them. We had tons of time. We had lots of people in country training the Taliban. We knew who they were or should have. And yet we embarked upon a war in which, after an Iliad long or two Iliads long struggle, had to leave with our tail between our legs. They defeated us, a bunch of guys in sandals. It's all our doing, and it's all on us. And I don't see the U.S. in a position to do the simplest and yet the hardest thing for an American to do, and that is understand your enemy on his own terms.
Germanicus, I'm so convinced by your case that I have no rebuke whatsoever. I can't manufacture one. Let me try. The U.S. only achieves success when it believes that it's achieved that with virtue. Is that a weakness?
Well, certainly it's a weakness. As long as virtue only exists within you, and you manufacture virtue in your enemies only among those who are oppressed, because your enemy believes that he is virtuous, yes, and he believes that in his heart.
So can
and
we?
Therefore,
can we?
Therefore, can, you, if you don't understand the sources of his virtue, you will consign him to a place that is unendurable for him.
So can we convince Washington that when it wins, it's as guilty as the other side?
No, because we still won't own up to Versailles. My colleagues at the War College teaching strategy would not own up to the terrible crime that was the Versailles Treaty. They would not deal with it.
Okay.
As far as they were concerned, Germany was guilty and should have been punished. That's a century and more past. And we couldn't learn from that, even when there was a world war that followed quickly on the heels of Allied victory in 1918. It's unbelievable. And yet the way in which we characterize Putin, yeah, today as Hitler is, and of course, Mr. Trump is Hitler too. You can't have two Hitlers. It becomes clownish and laughable. It's beyond even comedy.
Let me quote the original as we close today and go on to the theater. We're seeing the first act of The Birds tonight, the only thing I can tolerate, because two old men like us wandering across a wasted landscape looking for a better king. That's us. Quoting the man himself, "The treachery of Versailles, heads will roll." How's that, Germanicus?
Except they're still teaching in the heart of the hive of the Washington and imperial establishment.
Heads will roll, heads will roll, quote unquote. It sounds even sillier in German. Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batchelor. This is the Friends of History Debating Society.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.